Hello and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. I'm Cara Laurence. Thanks for tuning in. It all sounds the same, is the joke sometimes heard about Irish instrumental music. But as with everything, a closer look tends to open up a universe of variation. On Friday, April 12th, Irish-American musician Dylan Foley will bring himself and his fiddle to the Richland Community Hall for an evening of solo fiddling and stories starting at 7:30 p.m. Foley grew up in New York's Hudson Valley region, attending Irish sessions hosted by a respected player of Irish music, Father Charlie Cohen, who came to the States from Ireland in the 1950s. With lessons from fiddler Rose Flanagan, Dylan Foley soon emerged as one of the most promising young fiddlers of his generation. Today, he is a four-time All-Ireland champion and lives in Woodlawn, the Irish section of the Bronx. He was heading home when I talked to him by phone in late March. Dylan Foley, thank you for joining me on WMUK to preview your Richland Community Hall concert. It's nice to have you on the line.
Hey, thank you for having me, Karen.
So, we are talking at the end of March, right? And I'm just a little curious how and even if you performed or celebrated St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, well, I was playing in the city. I had a couple gigs in the city. The first one was a great concert at a church down in Gramercy, which is on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And I had a great time there playing for... I don't know if you've ever heard of the flute player Jack Cohen.
Yeah.
But he was a flute player around the New York scene, and his grandson is a music director at the Church of Epiphany down there. And he brought me in with a couple other people, and we played some music, had some songs, some dance. It was great. It was a nice way to spend just your morning, your St. Patrick's Day morning.
And you said you had a second gig as well.
Yeah, so I played in the West Village of Manhattan in the afternoon from 4 to 7, and that was a bit more let's just say involved. There was a lot of people out and about, and it's a happening spot out there in the West Village.
Have you ever celebrated the holiday in Ireland itself? Were you ever visiting during St. Patrick's?
I've visited Ireland in the month of March, but I've never been for St. Patrick's Day. I hear it's amazing, especially around Dublin and the cities. I just hear it's very, very busy. There's a lot going on.
I've heard it's just a little more, it's different. Like the Americans take the holiday and do something a little maybe cheesy with it, and in Ireland it's not quite as over the top.
Oh, totally, yeah. No, they definitely go over the top here, I think, in some ways. But it's great. I mean, if you try to focus on the positives about it, I mean, it's just a great thing, that people are celebrating their music and their culture. And if we focus on the positive, then it's all good, right?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of positive to focus on. I am holding in my hand right now an album of yours called Deliriously Happy. And we've been listening to it a lot on the Pure Drop. And each tune is just filled with kind of an infectious style all your own. I'd like to try to get to some of the elements of that style, where you picked them up, and if we could start with some of your basic influences and where that sound in your mind came from.
Yeah. So I grew up listening to these older players in upstate New York. Father Charlie Cohen was one amazing guy. I mean, he plays the concertina, but he ran these concerts for about 20 years in an old rundown hotel called the Reichstag Hotel. And it was an amazing place because it brought together you know, kids and adults of all ages into this little room and this little bathroom that was totally, you know, derelict. You know, it was like, it was shaking because there'd be a train line whizzing by every hour. And, you know, it was a funny atmosphere, but it was a great place to listen to music. And I mean, he would bring up the likes of Joni Madden and Billy McTominay, Seamus Connolly, all these big-time players. There was also a flute player by the name of Mike McHale. And Mike is a great friend of mine, and he still calls me to this day, and he's humming tunes to me over the phone, and we just have a great time. That's where I first started soaking it in, was at those sessions and at those concerts.
Now, with this style of music, you can age well with it. Like, some of the players in their 70s and 80s are still producing just beautiful, perfect renditions of tunes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not like dancing where your body, you know, sadly deteriorates over time. I mean, it's not like that. It's, you know, music, you know, I feel like there's a longevity with it, you know? Like, the older you get, I feel like the better you get, in a way. You know, because your depth and your knowledge really expands. And I kind of almost prefer playing with the older musicians, because you get that, experience, you know? They have that, it's a hard thing to explain, but they know so much. And it's amazing just to sit next to an older musician and just listen. I love doing that. I love just listening sometimes. And I think that's kind of getting lost in today's day and age. I feel like people are, you know, and I love how people play and they love to play, but there's kind of there's something precious about sitting and listening.
Yeah, like you're absorbing more than you realize.
I know. It's amazing, really. Like, and I don't know about you, but like, if I'm going into a session and they're playing a tune, I'd be like, oh, I don't think I know this. And then I'll pull up the fiddle and I'll be like, oh gosh, I do know this, you know?
Well, Dylan, you have been known, of course, to play with a large group, the Yanks, a wonderful band we enjoyed so much when you came to Kalamazoo before. But here you are playing all by yourself. Why the extreme? And what made you decide to go on the road as a soloist?
Well, I've been really enjoying, especially in the past couple of years, I've started playing a solo gig, just locally here in New York, and it's raw and it's bare bones, but there's a nice release in it for me. Like I feel like I can really expand and really just play what I want to play, which is really nice.
I'm wondering if you, before you start playing, you have kind of thought out and planned each set, or have you gone with, let's try this, let's try that, and see what happens?
Well, see, that's the nice freedom, is like, when you're playing background music, especially, I might know where I'm going to start, but I might not know where I'm going to finish. You know?
Wow.
I'll let my head wander a bit, which is nice because you're playing on your own and you can really kind of lose yourself. Now, in a concert setting, I wouldn't do that. I would, I wouldn't do as much of that. I would have a plan going in. But if the moment strikes some kind of, you know, if there's a spark in my head, then, oh, let's try this. That's that's what I'll go for, you know?
I'd like to hear something about the lady who used to say, "I'm very rich and deliriously happy."
Well, that was my lovely grandmother, Maggie Smythe. She passed away in February last year at the amazing age of 94.
Oh my, good for her.
Yeah, and she was a fiddle player herself. She's from Scotland. She's born in Greena, just outside of Glasgow. And I just remember her playing the fiddle all the time when I was growing up. You know, she would bring the fiddle out to sessions. And my uncle Graham was a banjo player as well. But my grandmother, she really had a lot of. She really instilled this like fun, loving attitude about everything. When she got into like her late 80s, she started to forget things. And so, you know, she was diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's. And so then she went into an assisted living home, and she couldn't bring everything with her. So she left me her fiddle. And, you know, I love playing her fiddle. It's a great instrument. But she used to go visit her, and every day I remember just, you know, saying, "Hello, Granny, how's it going? How are you doing today? You know, how are things today?" And every day, you know, she'd say the same thing. She'd say, "Oh, Dylan, I'm very rich and deliriously happy." That was her quote, you know, and we all knew that she was going to say it, but we just loved it, you know.
So you're playing her fiddle on your album, Deliriously Happy. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You actually tuned the fiddle differently, it says, and it has a darker, richer, and dare I say, more humorous kind of tone?
Definitely darker and richer. What do you mean by humorous?
I guess I mean that as you play, when you deviate from the tune where I think you're going to go, it puts a smile on my face.
I like that. Yeah, no, I just love, I mean, her fiddle has this natural richness, especially in the lower, you know, the lower D and G strings, that when you bring it down, it kind of opens it up a bit, you know, because when it's up in that normal concert pitch, I notice kind of a shrillness about it, and I wanted the fiddle to be happy.
Well, Dylan, I'm so glad you're making a stop in the Kalamazoo area on April 12th. I'm looking forward to hearing your music.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you so much.